My guest for this edition of One on One is Rachel Weiss, an Australian writer who has recently published a book called Me, Myself and Prague. As the title suggests, it sums up in a very amusing way what it is like for a foreigner to come and live in the Czech Republic without knowing the people or the language. When I met with Rachel, I first asked her what made her come to Prague.
Well, it was because I was looking for a writing project to pitch to my publishers, and I sold them the idea of writing a book about a year living somewhere. And then I was thinking about where, and I was thinking about France, to be honest. But then I realized that everybody has written a book about my year in France. And I actually don't know why it didn't occur to me at first that my father is Czech and that I should go and live in Prague. But when I did, the publishers were very enthusiastic. No one had written one like that about Prague before. So I thought, okay, well, why not? Let's go and do it.
What kind of genre is it? Is it a travelogue?
Yeah, it's travel memoir. It really started out as a book in which I would chart the course of a year. So come and live here for a year and then talk about the different cultures and what it was like here and so on. Of course, the fact that I was half Czech and that I had relatives here and that I had history here turned out to be very important. And I didn't really even realize that during the year. It was only the following year when I was writing the story that it became clear to me that this had actually been a very important year in my life, personally, not just for the book.
So you must have known quite a lot about Prague already, having a Czech father. Is that right?
That actually is not right. I didn't know very much about Prague at all. I had a Czech father, but I had there was a great chunk of my life when I didn't see my father because my parents had divorced very bitterly. So I didn't actually see him again until I was 28. And then when we saw each other again, you know, we spent a lot of time, I guess, getting to know each other, not really talking about Prague. So there was no time in my life with my father when he talked very much about what it was like for him in Prague, and partly because he was a war refugee, a war survivor, and he just doesn't like to talk about those things. So actually I came here knowing almost nothing about Prague and certainly nothing about the language.
You said your father was a war refugee, so what made him go to Australia?
He came to Australia in 1946, and he was Jewish, and almost all of his family had been wiped out during the war. And why did he go to Australia? I think partly my father wanted to learn English. That was the big thing. But secondly, there was only of his family, there was him and his mother left. And although communism at that time had come in and everyone was really excited about it and thought that a whole new world was opening up, I think my father really felt, he was very young, and he really felt that he wanted to start again somewhere completely new in a new country and just be free, have adventures, you know.
When you were coming here to Prague to write a book, was it also because you wanted to rediscover your Czech roots?
Strangely, no, it really wasn't. I didn't even really think about it. I had felt partly Czech, but because of the long absence of my father, never really in any way that needed unravelling as far as I knew. But then when I came here, it did start to unravel, and it did. I remember I went to see my relatives who lived in a village in southern Bohemia, and I remember one of them saying to me, "Oh, she looks like a girl from the village." And I just, wow, it was really a really moving moment, actually.
So what was your first impression when you came to Prague? Obviously, you didn't come as a tourist. You didn't stay in a hotel. So what were the first weeks like?
The first weeks were very, very exciting, and it was all amazing. I'm from this very new city, Sydney, and a new country, Australia. So for me, everything was so incredibly old. All the buildings were old, and the cobblestones were old, and the culture's old, and it just felt as though the history was soaked into the ground in a way that it doesn't feel for white Australians. So that was really amazing. And then it was incredible to be surrounded by all these 19th century Austro-Hungarian Empire buildings. We have nothing like this in Australia. And the beauty of it, the incredible beauty of the buildings really killed me. The statues and the incredible detail on them. I really love that. So for the first few weeks, very, very exciting. And then about a month into it, incredibly lonely, and suddenly thinking, what have I done? I can't understand what anybody says to me in the shops or the supermarkets or on the street, and the culture's completely different, and I was alone, and yeah, so it was a real roller coaster ride for the first few months.
mentioning supermarkets, that's something you devote quite a lot of space to in your book. And you also talk about how Czechs are unfriendly and withdrawn, and it's difficult to make friends with Czechs. So what about the everyday life here in the Czech Republic?
I didn't really want to say that, but now that you've brought it up, it was very different for me. Again, I come from a country where we bound down the street with a smile on our faces, and we smile at everyone we meet, and we say hello. And so I started doing that when I moved to the Czech Republic, and of course I was met by these stony stares and people looking away, and I couldn't understand it at first. You know, when it first happens, you think, wow, is like smiling and nodding some really rude thing? Have I just done this terrible thing? Because people were glaring at me. And in the supermarkets as well, I'm just not accustomed to how surly and rude people are. If you ask questions, you get no answer. In Australia, it's just completely different. And for a while, you know, I really thought, it's me, I'm doing something wrong. And then I kind of realized, oh no, it's the Czechs. And then later on, as I made more friends with Czechs, and I realized how friendly they are, and how, not friendly to strangers, obviously, but how, you know, once you have a Czech friend, that person will do anything for you. It's just astonishing. It took me a while, but I figured after a while that maybe it was like a hangover from communism, where you don't trust strangers, and so no one greets each other on that surface level. But once you're on that deeper level, then you're very much connected.
You said that your parents divorced, and for a long time you haven't seen your father. Living here and writing a book about Prague, did it change your relationship with your father?
Oh, not really, to be honest, because by that time I'd known Dad again for 14 or 15 years, so we're well and truly back where we started from. He was delighted, of course. He's absolutely thrilled that I wrote a book about Prague. I dedicated it to him and to his parents. So,
what about your Australian friends? How did they react when they read the book about Prague, and did it perhaps attract them to come here?
I have actually two friends visiting me right now, and it has had some effect. And I get mail from people who read the book and say how much they now want to come here, actually to anywhere in Europe, but to Prague as well, and to have the adventure.
You initially came for 1 year. The book has been published, and you are still here.
Yeah. I went home and to Australia after a year here, and I thought, oh, I'm not done. I need to go back. I need to know it more. 1 year is not enough. So I'm back here now, and I'm here for at least 10 years. I've sort of set myself that plan. I have sold the publishers an idea on another book about Prague, a follow-up to the first one, so it'll be about coming here and living here. And, yeah, I really like it here. I'm learning the language. I'm really bad at it, but I'm hoping that in 3 or 4 years I can hold a conversation. It was really a matter of having come over for an adventure and then realizing that I didn't know the place nearly well enough. I really felt the urge to come here and really know it.
And that edition of One on One.